Warming is transforming boreal forests. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. During a recent hike in a forested area just west of Fairbanks, Glenn Judeh explains why so many of the trees are sickly.
What we've seen is a series of changes, major changes, that have happened as a result of warm temperature anomalies.
Judeh is a University of Alaska Fairbanks forest ecology professor, and he's studied the effect of a warming climate on Alaska's boreal forests for some 30 years now. He says the warmer, drier conditions of the past few decades are weakening the trees, especially white spruce, making them more susceptible to insect infestation.
Insect outbreaks are more severe, bigger, they affect more trees, and more of the trees affected are dying.
Insect populations previously held in check by cold winters are now on the increase, infesting trees damaged by more frequent heavy snow and winter rains that form ice. Summer wildfires inflict more damage. The 2015 Alaska wildfire season was the second biggest in recorded history.
The fires are bigger, they're more frequent, they're more severe.
Judeh says researchers are reporting similar findings for boreal forests in Canada, Europe, and Asia. He and two co-authors say in a study published in 2011 that the boreal forest species dying out in Alaska's interior are thriving in cooler, wetter places elsewhere around the state.
West of here, higher in elevation, further north.
Judeh says his study provides strong evidence of how climate change is affecting the Arctic.
We believe this is one of the first clear examples anywhere of a major ecosystem or biome of the Earth's surface that has reached the point of what we call biome shift. The entire system has to move to a new place.
Judeh says vegetation that's likely to move into Alaska's interior will resemble that which grows around Edmonton, Alberta, nearly 1,000 miles to the south.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.